Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y. Daniel Kelly. Date of birth is 5/28/1958. Patient's date for visit was 2/10/2026. Mr. Kelly was seen today for on February 10, 2026, for a face-to-face evaluation. He's currently in his first benefit period, extending from 1/14/2026 to 4/13/2026 period. Mr. Kelly is 68-year-old gentleman, originally from New Jersey, a warehouse manager with extensive history of tobacco abuse. He continues to smoke. He also used ETOH in the past, but not in the past 13 years, period. He is currently in hospice with history of COPD. His other comorbidities includes hypertension, anxiety, depression, BPH, left-sided inguinal hernia, and dementia with decline, cognitive function, chronic cough, polyneuropathy, period. Patient does not use oxygen. He's maintaining O2 saturation of 97 to 98% on room air. His pulse is 67, temperature 97.5, period. Patient states that he's lost 20 pounds in the past 6 months, period. This has resulted in MAC of 27 centimeter. He's maintaining a room sat of 90% on room air, sorry. He has lots of issues with his neck pain, back pain, and ankle and knee pain, period. He uses his inhaler at least 6 to 7 times a day, requires pain medication on a regular basis. He has a PPS of 40%. His dementia puts him at FASD score of 6A, as in apple, period. He has shortness of breath with any type of exercise or walking. He's also nursing a couple of wounds in the right lower extremity, consistent with skin tear. Required dressing changes. His weight loss thought to be unavoidable because of his COPD. He uses a walker and a cane to get around, but he's not using that very often because of his increased shortness of breath with activity, period. He eats very little. He eats about 20 to 30% of his meals, resulting in his weight loss, period. He has pedal edema and related to his right-sided heart failure and pulmonary hypertension related to his COPD, period. He has a high risk of fall because of his weakness, period, and chronic pain, period. His MAC is at 27 centimeter, period. Patient shows decline as far as his overall condition is concerned. This includes both cognitively and physically, and continues to remain hospice appropriate at home, and most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you. Let me see if there's anything else we need to add. The patient states that he has a hard time sleeping because of pain issues despite being on treatment. Charts also indicates that he's battling bladder incontinence and had a bout of UTI recently that was treated. Thank you. Put those in there too. Thank you.